Hey, Patrick?
Yes, Scott.
Hey, Patrick, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John, how are you?
Hi, good. I've been trying to get a hold of you the last couple of days just to confirm the removal of the Facebook ads from your profile.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you said you just don't want to use any Facebook ads. You've tried it before in the past?
Yeah, what I don't really like about a lot of this stuff is it leads me to a lot of tire kickers and kind of alleviate myself of that right now. Like, I don't really have many tire kickers.
Right.
So what I thought through Facebook was, yeah, I'd get a lot of people reaching out to me, and I'd go look at their jobs, and, you know, it's just really nothing ever came to fruition. So.
Right.
Also, it creates a scenario where I'm constantly trying to reply to people. It takes a lot of time.
Well, that's why they wanted me to reach out to you, because it's a little different than when you try to do it yourself. We actually have Meta certified technicians in-house that are actually hosting and monitoring the Facebook campaign for you, and then we're only bothering you when we have an active lead. So it's like somebody that's confirmed. So you do have like an extra line of defense there, or like a pre-screening versus if you're trying to do it yourself.
I appreciate that. I think the Google ads will be
fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and take it off of there. It looks like they basically completed the client interview up until that point. He said he did most of the client interview, but you just wanted to remove the Facebook ads because you weren't happy with your experience in the past. So you wanted me to reach out to you there.
Again, it's just too much, you know.
I get you. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Facebook ads either. It's just something where, like, I would say my clients that are on this platinum package that I approved for you, they probably get maybe 10% of their clients actually come from Facebook. So it's not like it's going to make a huge difference on your campaign, but it's just, we do like to maximize the return on investment opportunity. So that's why they were like, reach out to him, see if he's interested. But if not, we could just take it off.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd rather take it.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and take that off. And then they were asking about if there's a time where I can have that rep circle back with you this afternoon. I think you had like a couple more questions you just had to finish up at the end of the client interview.
I'll tell you what. I gotta wrap up a few jobs today. It would be
tomorrow.
If you call me first thing in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. I'll set it up for 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, that's 10 a.m. tomorrow should work.
All right, Pat, I'm going to resend you my number, too, so that way you have it. I'll be your account lead, so if you want something done quick, you could just call me. You don't got to go through all these. We have, like, 400 people that work here, so I want to make sure you have a direct contact here.
Hey, just not for naught, but it was something that came up that, I'm not going to lie, put a little sour taste in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
After we did this, at all this and gave my credit card information,
mm-hmm.
I had several fraudulent charges on my account.
Huh.
Like, there was actually two that came, that luckily my bank caught it, but, and maybe, you know, it doesn't have to be aligned with you guys or whatever.
Yeah.
It just seemed kind of fishy to me.
Yeah, I can assure you that it definitely didn't come from our company. We use VeriSign. So when you gave me, there's a reason they have me do like the setup of the account and have the transactions, or do all the transactions, because I have access to the VeriSign system. And so I don't know if you're familiar with VeriSign, but when I input your billing information, it codes it out. So it's impossible for anybody to get to or read. It literally goes straight in there. And then it's set up to auto process. And that's why we have it auto processed. So that way nobody can manually run it.
Okay. We get, I mean, everybody gets these, you know, from time to time, I guess. It's pretty common these days. So it's just kind of one thing I was like, I wonder if this is.
No, that's concerning. Yeah, it's definitely concerning. I don't care if it's $2. I'll call my bank and figure it out. I'll track it down. Money's money. Yeah.
It's weird, man, but it's just 2024, and you never can be too safe either, so.
Yeah, thankfully the bank caught it, though, and it wasn't, like, anything crazy, you know.
They tried to get some money on me, though, and that's where I was like, holy cow. Usually they'll do that, right? They'll come through at, like, you know, $2 here or $3 there to try to see if they can get one through. This time they were, like, $2,000 right off the bat. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, I actually panicked about that recently. I renewed my auto insurance, and they did, like, a dollar transaction twice before they actually put the card on file to, like, do any, because I guess after 6 months, I prepaid it for 6 months, but after that, it's, like, going to auto-bill. And so they did, like, a couple of tests, and I called them back. I'm like, what is this? They're like, oh, it'll fall off. Yeah, so I know how that is. It's definitely concerning, but I can 100% assure you it didn't come from local Splash at all. You know, the way we operate, you know, everything's really heavily monitored, and we wouldn't do anything like that that's going to risk us getting a bad review or something. Our reputation's really important to us.
Sounds good, John. All right, man, we'll talk. Thank you.
All right, Patrick. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.